They glittered like bits of starlight on a black velvet sky. "This one," said the merchant, "is a particularly excellent stone, don't you think? Note the fire, the exceptional. How friendly is it?" The merchant hesitated. He knew about carrots, about adamantine lustre, about water and make and fire, but he'd never before been called upon to judge gems in terms of general affability. "Quite well disposed?" he hazarded. "No." The merchant's finger seized on another splinter of frozen light. "Now this," he said, confidence flowing back into his voice, "is from the famous Shortshanks mine. May I draw your attention to the exquisite?" He felt the penetrating stare drill through the back of his head. "But not, I must admit, noted for its friendliness," he said lamely. The dark customer looked disapprovingly around the shop. In the gloom, behind troll-proof bars, gems glowed like the eyes of dragons in the back of a cave. "Are any of these friendly?" he said.
"Sir, I think I can say without fear of contradiction that we have never based our purchasing policy on the amiability of the stones in question," said the merchant. He was uncomfortably aware that things were wrong, and that somewhere in the back of his mind he knew what was wrong with them, and that somehow his mind was not letting him make that final link, and he was getting on his nerves.
"Where is the biggest diamond in the world?"
"The biggest? Oh, that's easy. It's the Tear of Offla. It's in the innermost sanctuary of the lost jewel temple of Doom of Offla, the crocodile god, in darkest Hoanderland, and it weighs exactly 850 carats. And, sir, to forestall your next question, I personally would go to bed with it."